Hi there, and welcome to a special edition of the StudyClicks podcast. We've teamed up with an expert teacher, Peter Tobin, to bring you a limited podcast series all about Othello, the play by William Shakespeare.
Peter has recorded a series of podcasts for us where he goes into the specific aspects of what you need to know about Othello when you're studying it for the Leaving Cert. He covers everything from characters and different themes in the play to understanding Shakespeare's writing techniques and tips on approaching exam questions.
This episode of the podcast series is all about the character of Desdemona, Othello's wife. First, you'll hear Peter talk about the ways of seeing her character. He'll then move on to some example Leaving Cert questions on Desdemona and talk about the best way to answer these types of questions in your exam.
So, the next voice that you'll hear is Peter's. Enjoy listening.
Remember, in order to get the best marks, you need to show evidence of critical literacy, and you can do that with the character of Desdemona by examining her beyond the simple surface interpretations that most students are going to come up with. Desdemona, on the surface at least, is not a complicated character. She marries Othello in secret because she loves him. She travels with him to Cyprus. She is such a good person that she attempts to heal the dispute between Cassio and her husband in order to make her husband happy. And then, when it becomes clear that Othello suspects her of something, she accepts her fate in a subservient way, obeying her husband right up until the very end. So, what can we say about a character like this? Well, perhaps Shakespeare is using Desdemona as the representation of the perfect woman, the perfect wife. She is pure, innocent, caring and kind. She is presented in contrast to the other women in the play, Emilia and Bianca. If we take this interpretation then, Shakespeare could be using Desdemona to magnify or exaggerate the terrible nature of Iago's deception and Othello's ultimate murder of her. To do these things to someone who is guilty in some way wouldn't be as bad, but how could they do these things to someone as good and pure as Desdemona? Critics often point to Desdemona's reaction to Othello's accusations as evidence for her purity. When her husband calls her a whore, Desdemona cannot even bring herself to repeat the word, instead saying, "Am I such a one?" While Othello's language here shows how deep Iago's poison has run in him, the shocked and dazed reaction of Desdemona again emphasises her better qualities. She doesn't shout back or argue, instead asking, "Is her husband correct?" When Othello strikes her in public too, she does not rail or rage against him. Instead, she keeps her calm and decides that she's going to forgive him. At each turn, Desdemona's impulse is to work out what she has done to offend her husband and how she will forgive him for what he has done to her. At no point does she blame Othello himself, even as things really begin to unravel towards the end. The scene where Desdemona is preparing for bed, Act 4, Scene 3, and almost knowingly going to her death, is one of great emotion. Emilia helps Desdemona get ready, and the action is heavy with this sense of dread of what is to come. We get the sense that Desdemona is giving in to her fate. She is prepared to accept whatever it is that her husband will do, because she is his wife and he her husband. The singing of the Willow Song, which is often left out of lots of performances for some reason, foreshadows her own death, so we begin to see that she must have some idea of what's to come. This is the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate version of the pure and good wife. Of course, this is also used by some to say that Desdemona is not a believable character. She's too good and too nice. No one could really be like that. This idea of her unreality is something that you should discuss in an exam answer on Desdemona, offering alternative interpretations of the same character to deepen your critical examination and really push for that page one. Desdemona is ultimately a complicated character, much more so than most students think. Recognising this is the key to any good response on her.
That was an in-depth look into the character of Desdemona. Next up, Peter is going to explore her character in relation to an exam question.
Desdemona in Othello is too perfect to be believable. To what extent do you agree? While on the surface at least, this question appears very straightforward, it's always worth thinking about a statement from the other side. If we disagreed here, for example, how much would there be to write about? How would we show off our critical literacy and get that H1? There are other ways of looking at Desdemona, other than seeing her just as good and pure, and the key to these is to look at the context in which Shakespeare was writing. When we look at Desdemona today, it's often easy to say that she's too nice or she's too subservient. If you or I were being accused of something that we didn't do, like having an affair, we certainly wouldn't just accept it like Desdemona appears to do. So does Desdemona actually do anything wrong? Well, if it was the early 17th century, we'd probably say yes, she does. There was a popular form of book in Shakespeare's time called courtesy books. They were little instruction manuals for how women should behave. For example, one written by Juan Louis Vives was called The Instruction of Christian Women. And it included the line, "They that marry for love shall lead their lives in sorrow." These were popular books and would have been well known by Shakespeare's audience. There were many of these written by a wide range of people, all men, obviously, but some of the key ideas would have been, a woman must allow her parents to choose her husband and stay silent during negotiations. Marriage was mainly for reproduction and strengthening family ties. Companionship was a distant second. Love never came into the equation. Women should not look at or be in the company of men outside their family. Women should stay at home. A good wife is quiet, subservient, and always watchful for how to please her husband. A good wife does not get involved in her husband's business. Now that we can see what was expected of women in the late 16th and early 17th centuries, we can see how Desdemona compares to these ideals or these benchmarks of behaviour. When we look at her in this light, we can see that she's not perfect after all. She actually goes against all of these rules. Firstly, she chooses her own husband and marries in secret without her father's permission. This isn't an insignificant thing. It was actually against church law in the 1600s to marry without your parents' consent or in secret. So Desdemona's actions here are actually a pretty big deal. And when Othello is told to watch her because she betrayed her father, she could well betray him. This is not a little betrayal. She has gone against everything considered decent and proper according to religious law and cultural norms. When we consider Desdemona's interactions with both Iago and Cassio, we see that she breaks other rules too. She involves herself with other men outside the home. Whether she meant anything by it or not is irrelevant as far as these courtesy books go. She was meeting with Cassio and engaging in risky banter with Iago. We see that in Act 2, Scene 1. And these are things that good women simply should not do. She also interferes with her husband's business by advocating for Cassio, speaking on his behalf. A good wife does not involve herself in her husband's affairs. And finally, and probably most damningly of all, she is unable to read Othello and watch out for how to please him. She pushes the case for Cassio at the worst moments, and she actually enrages Othello further rather than trying to make him happy. Of course, none of these are excuses for how she is treated, and obviously today we don't ascribe to these rules, but part of your study of Shakespeare means that you must be aware of the context that it was written in. And although we would see Desdemona in a very positive light today, an audience watching the play in 1604 might have felt quite differently about her. Being aware of this and showing this awareness through a critical response is really important to get good marks in a question like this.
That was an exam question based on Desdemona's character. In this next segment, Peter is going to talk about another exam question, this time about Desdemona's relationship with Othello.
The relationship between Desdemona and Othello undergoes significant change in the play. Discuss this statement with reference to the text. Now, this is a relatively common question that examiners like to use because it involves the interactions between characters, and that really is what drama is all about. Now, obviously, this question involves two characters, but we're going to focus on Desdemona here because at first glance, there's way more that you could write about when it comes to Othello. So what can we say here about Desdemona? Let's take a look at their relationship. So we're told that it begins when Othello, a visitor to Desdemona's father, tells stories of his life as a soldier. He tells of the great battles he has fought, the dangers he has overcome, and Desdemona, listening to all of this as she goes about her chores, falls in love with him. Knowing it wouldn't be approved of by her father, Desdemona and Othello marry in secret. Then Othello is sent to Cyprus to prepare for battle with the Turkish forces. He asks that Desdemona not be kept apart from him, and he goes out of his way to say that it's because he wants her around to talk to, because she stimulates his mind, rather than for any other reason. For her part, Desdemona too asks to be allowed to go to Cyprus to be with her husband. At this point, they seem very much in love. They are ready to start their lives together. Although their relationship has begun in deception and secrecy, it seems now that they're ready to move on as man and wife. But this is still very important. We can see that their relationship changes dramatically. By the end, Desdemona is unable to communicate clearly with the man that she loves, and Othello murders the woman that he loves. But where does this change come from? Now, Iago's influence is undeniable here, but we also have to examine Desdemona and Othello, because Iago simply wouldn't be able to sow his seeds of jealousy if there wasn't fertile ground in which it could grow. So Iago takes advantage of Othello because he's an outsider and he doesn't know the ways of Venetian society. He believes Iago when Iago tells him that Venetian women are morally loose and they're always having affairs. But more interestingly, it seems that Desdemona harbours some guilt that makes her question herself rather than try to question or really communicate with Othello. The standard of behaviour expected of women in Shakespeare's day was very, very high, and Desdemona, who also has very high standards of herself, seems to think that maybe she has done something wrong. There are a few interesting exchanges between Desdemona and other characters. The banter she has about good and bad women with Iago in Act 2, Scene 1. The discussions with Emilia about other types of women in Act 4, Scene 3. And even her comment to Emilia that Ludovico is a proper gentleman, proper there meaning handsome. All of these things hint at someone who is desperate to hear about the world outside her pure and good version of it. In each of these conversations, she is the one who drives it forward. It's important to remember she's not trying to stop those conversations. When her husband calls her a whore in Act 4, Scene 2, believing Iago's accusations, Desdemona is unable to say the actual word and she asks Iago, "Am I that name?" Perhaps she genuinely thinks that she has done something wrong or offended some idea of what the perfect woman should be because of her comments about Ludovico to Emilia, or perhaps her engaging with banter with Iago. This guilt then makes her feel unable to confront Othello, as an innocent wife would surely be able to do. So these tiny, tiny indiscretions make her feel that she has sinned and is somehow deserving of what happens to her. She even says, "'Tis meet, or deserving, I should be used so, very meet." So she feels that she deserves the punishment that she is receiving from her husband. In order to get a H1 on a question like this, it's not enough to simply show that their relationship has changed. You need to give your opinion of why it has changed. Desdemona has internalized the social expectations of her day and she holds herself up to an impossible standard, feeling guilty if she doesn't meet it. Othello understands little of Venetian society and instead of being excused for this, he's preyed upon by Iago. Perhaps the reason why their relationship changes so drastically and has such a tragic ending is because their love could never survive in the open in the society in which they lived. Maybe Shakespeare is saying something here about the controlling nature of society and rules.
And with that, that wraps up this episode of the Othello series podcast, all about the character of Desdemona. You should now know all about Desdemona's character, how there is more than one way to view her, and how to approach an exam question on her.
Keep listening to this series for more analysis on the play Othello. It'll help you gain a better understanding of the play and will equip you with the knowledge on how to approach a Leaving Cert question based on this play by William Shakespeare.
Thank you for listening so far. And as always, if you want to get in touch to leave any feedback, questions or comments you might have for us, you can contact us by email at info@studyclicks.ie. You can also chat to us directly on the StudyClicks website via the chat box in the bottom right hand corner.
Yes, and as always, don't forget to subscribe to the StudyClicks podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you can stay up to date with our latest episodes. If you want to support us, we'd love it if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend about us so we can help as many students as possible.
And don't forget to follow StudyClicks on social media if you're not already. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram and TikTok. We're always posting lots of fun stuff, lots of useful study tips and regular competitions, so it's well worth giving us a follow. And of course, a big thank you to Peter Tobin for working with us on this, for bringing his expert advice on the play Othello for Leaving Cert students. We hope you stay tuned for more.